Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. And it's time for hashtag Larry Mad. That's right, hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. At I am No Limit Larry. That's right, I am No Limit Larry on Instagram. Today's Larry Mad is being brought to you by U.S. Auto Sales. You can join me this Saturday from noon until 2 at U.S. Auto Sales, located at 6018 East Independence Boulevard. Stop in for details on how you can ride today with just $500 down. That's right, $500 down. You can ride at U.S. Auto Sales. So join me this Saturday at the U.S. Auto Sales on East Independence Boulevard from noon to 2. I look forward to seeing you out there and putting you in the ride, all right? Today's Larry Mad. I am mad at Albert. Well, I'm not even really mad at Albert Flick. I am mad at the judge in Albert Flick's case in 2010. And y'all are probably saying, man, who is Albert Flick? Well, let me tell you who he is. Albert Flick is a man who in 1979, he stabbed his wife to death in front of their kids. He stabbed his wife to death in 1979. He was sentenced to 25 years in prison. He got out, and in 2010, he assaulted a woman. And the judge in that case said that Albert Flick was too old to commit any more violent crimes and that he was not going to send Albert Flick back to prison. But then Albert Flick, earlier this year, was in front of a laundromat and stabbed a woman in front of her twins 14 times in front of her 11-year-old twins. And when you talk about the failure of the United States justice system, here's a prime example. The judge said the man was too old to commit any more violent crimes, let him out, and guess what he went and did? Albert went out there and committed the same violent crime he committed back in 1979. Had Albert been in jail, he wouldn't have been able to commit this crime. Thank you, Mr. Judge, for putting Albert back on the streets and allowing Albert to stab another woman. These are three stabbings that Albert has committed, all because a judge said he was too old to commit any more violent crimes. When you talk about privilege, here is a prime example of privilege right here. Here it is right here. When you think about privilege, all you got to do is look up Albert Flick, and there you go. You got it right there. I'm done with it. Hashtag Larry Mad. I just can't believe it. He is too old to commit any more violent crimes, and he went right back out there and did it again and again. All right, man, hit the hashtag, man. See what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad. Coming up inside the madhouse, we got our other hashtag. Hashtag MH Great Debate. DJ Khaled, SZA, just us. Damn, Albert, damn. It's just us. 598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Y'all already know what time it is. Saturday Madhouse. You know what time it is.
It's time for that Madhouse Great Debate, which is being brought to you by Planet Fitness. No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse. That's us. We are here live each and every morning in the Judgment Free Zone Planet Fitness Studio here on the plug. All right, using the hashtag MH Great Debate. Today we want to know this. I like this one. Who's better between the two? Point blank. You got to pick one. Usher or Chris Brown? I'm going Usher because Usher has classics. Chris Brown has hits, but he don't have that classic yet. I don't think he has that classic yet. Confessions is one of the top, probably, I say it's one of the top five albums of all time. So I'm going Usher.
Okay.
I'm going Usher because Usher, like Burpee, that confession is one that I can listen from top to bottom without skipping through a track.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have an album from Chris Brown that I can do that with.
Mm.
So I'm gonna go with Usher. Love Chris Brown. Love Chris Brown. Definitely think he has some hits. But as far as not skipping a song, Usher.
Mm.
In that world.
Okay.
Dancing, Usher. I'm giving it.
All right, I hear y'all, what y'all saying about, you know, the albums and everything. But when you talk about breaking it down hit for hit, when you talk about, you know, moving the culture forward, when you talk about, you know, Chris Brown has got the clothing line. When you talk about when they was talking about doing a Michael Jackson tribute, they definitely was talking about calling on Chris Brown. When you talk about album sales, when you just talk about just overall artistry, he rap, he can sing. He can dance. He got the clothing line. I'm going Breezy, man. And it look crazy, too. But I'm going Breezy. I'm going Breezy all day.
He can rap. What? What's one of the most famous raps ever?
They call me U-S-H-E-R-R-A-Y-M-O-N-D. Now, baby, tell me what you want to do with me. Gotta be the feeling like Jodeci. Every time that you roll with me, hold me, trying to get control of me nice and slowly. You know, never let me go. Larry, what are you talking about?
Go.
Usher started the singers rapping.
Come on.
He might have started, but Chris Brown took it to the next level. Nah. Look at me now with Chris Brown winning that on that thing right
there.
He
killed Look At Me Now.
Okay, thank you. There you go. Then he got the same. They got both of them got a hot verse. They both got a hot verse. Usher ain't got no clothing line that's popping. Ain't never had a clothing line that was popping.
Nobody wants to break out in their clothes.
You know what? See, you see what I'm saying? Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Vote on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, and at I Am Burpee, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
News and celebrity gossip.
Yeah.
And find out more about the artist.
Smell of money. Run the streets.
All right, Trini, Top of Tuesday inside the Madhouse. We're going to jump right into it. Ladies, listen up. I know a lot of y'all ladies use that Neutrogena. That's right, that Neutrogena therapy mask. Well, they have a huge, when I say a huge, they have a huge recall on the Neutrogena therapy mask that's saying that the therapy mask can cause eye damage. Because some of the ingredients that they used in it, they just discovered this. So they're going to do a huge recall on that Neutrogena therapy mask. Jessica, do you use Neutrogena?
No.
You don't use it?
No.
Okay. I'm just making sure. Is it,
I don't use Neutrogena.
I just want to know why you look like that at me when I ask.
No reason.
Okay. That's it. All right. Also, Trina, this morning, we talked about this, I think, probably about 5 months ago inside the Madhouse. They was talking about passing a bill to allow students to take off from school for mental health days. And we was like, man, for real? Is that what they doing? Well, Oregon has passed the bill where students can take off for mental health days just like a sick day. They get a certain number of mental health days where they can feel like, where they can say that they feel like their behavior is not going to be on par, or that they just don't feel up to it because of their mental health state, and they can take off from school and be excused from it.
All students or high schools?
All students, Burpee.
Really? How does a second grader know about a mental health day?
Listen, hey, you can't fight mental health, Burpee. You just can't fight it. They said it passed in Salem, Oregon, and now they're talking about looking at it all across the United States of America. Also trending this morning, we done told y'all to stay out them people countries. I don't know why y'all keep going over there messing with them people. One story is trending out of the Dominican Republic again, when a British lady said that her alcohol tasted soapy. Her mojito tasted soapy, that she felt like it was tainted. Well, then another trending story came through in Costa Rica, where 19 people died over the last month from tainted alcohol. 598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. 21 Savage J. Cole right there. A lot hotter day in the Queen City. It's going to be right near 81. Get a relief from that 900 degree weather thanks to some overnight rain and some cloud cover. We're actually going to be in the 80s all week long. Thank goodness, because last week we had a smoldering heat wave. 74 degrees on you at the house right now. And of course, it is time for Burpee's Thoughts.
Going right into it today, man. Got something on my mind. Everybody was talking about that video of that man whooping his daughter and putting it up on social media, and everybody had an opinion about it. Have a conversation with her. You can have it. It's a different alternative. You ain't gotta be in her. I don't care about none of that. That was a perfectly fine whooping. I got beat worse for far less.
Oh, God, no.
I got whooped just because. You ever got a just because ass whooping there?
Of course.
Just because ass. I'm talking fresh out the tub, booty still wet. My mama whooped my ass just because my booty was in the air. That's it.
Oh, God, no.
I grew up with both my parents, so I got two whoopings. Two whoopings for one mess up. But, Larry, you ever got whooped a third time because your parents forgot who whooped your ass earlier?
Nah, I ain't never did
that. That's the kind of whoopers I got, Larry.
Oh, God, no.
I don't feel bad for this little girl. I don't feel bad for her at all. I got beat worse for less. My daddy would beat me for his struggles.
I can't pay the rent this month. You
he come up. Home stressed out from work, and he got his, as soon as he take his medal, hey, daddy, how was your day? Boy, what did you hit me for? All I did was answer a question. Then my grandparents would come over to the house. Everybody talking about the little girl was shame. She going to be embarrassed. My grandparents would come over to the house and laugh in my face. You know what they would say? I bet you're going to act like you got some sense now. What?
Oh, God.
What do you mean?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You know why? Because they'd have told everybody in the damn neighborhood that I got whooping. My homeboy, he was raised, but it ain't just me with two parents. It's people with single parents, too. Mm-hmm. My homeboy was raised by his mama, a single mother. And you know why he got whooped? Because he looked like his daddy. What kind of excuse is that?
Oh, God, no.
Why would you whoop somebody for looking like their daddy? That's not his fault. He didn't make his face that way. My brother got jumped by my parents because he popped his lips before he started a sentence, Larry. That's... Oh, you don't know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
Ask me a question, Larry. Ask me a question. Any question?
What happened in school today?
So what happened? They jumped on him.
Oh, God, no.
My mama hit him so hard, he fell into my daddy, and my daddy took it as a challenge. That's what he did. I got beat worse for far less than this little girl, Larry. I don't feel bad at all.
And those were Burpee's Thoughts.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's that time we spread some positivity in this negative world. Somebody out there doing good in their life, you doing good in your life. Sometimes you got to pat yourself on the back. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy!
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, yeah.
Get your shine on.
All right, man, let's go see what's going on. Papa 98, good morning. Who you letting shine this morning, big dog?
Yo, man, this is Kenny Winchester. I want to let Alexandria Winchester shine today. Today is her birthday. Turned 17 years old. That's my princess. Love you, baby.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
All right, man. Y'all know how we do it, man. About this time, you got somebody you want to let shine. Burp, you got somebody you need to let shine?
Yeah, I'm letting me shine today, Larry.
Okay.
Shout out to myself.
What did yourself do?
You know, I'm proud of me. Okay. Sometimes we
ain't nothing wrong with
sometimes
that.
Sometimes we don't give ourselves the credit that you know, credit that we deserve at times.
Okay, well, what you doing for you to be proud of yourself?
And I'm out here working. I'm working. I'm providing for my family.
Okay.
It's food on the table. The lights is on. I don't know how Jesus, but they on. Okay. Shout out to me.
Okay, baby. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
I got a job promotion at work.
Hello?
Hey, I'd like to let myself shine because I got a job promotion at work.
Okay, where you work at?
I work at the Dollar General Market in Gaffney.
Okay, that's what's up. You got a promotion at work.
Yeah, I'm the new grocery manager.
See, that's what I'm talking about right there. Let yourself shine.
Congratulations. He's the new grocery manager. And you know what?
You got to let you shine.
You got to let you shine sometimes. You got to let you shine.
Let you shine. I'm proud of me.
You got to be proud of you. 570-WPG. Good morning. Oh, they hook up. Okay. Hey, man. Y'all know how we doing about this time. You got somebody.
Shout out to myself.
You got somebody that's doing something good in your life. You're doing something good in somebody's life. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up? You got somebody you want to let shine?
Yeah. I got my friend in the car. He just got a new job.
Okay. Where he working at?
He working at Clean Juice.
Clean juice?
Clean juice.
That's what's up, man.
Clean juice.
Let your friend shine for that new job he got.
All right.
All right. I don't know what's wrong with you. What's wrong with Sean America today? All right.
All right. I'm going to say that from now on. All right.
He meant that. Miss Jessica's coming up with your nose and neighbor news with your chance to win tickets, man. You lock it in. 598.
Show. What's going on, neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Tuesday, July 23rd. Being brought to you by one of the hottest concerts going down in the Queen City this summer. Talking about Erykah Badu and Goody Mob. We're the only station that's giving you tickets to see them live at the Bojangles Coliseum on Friday, October 4th. Make sure you keep it locked for your chance to win and check out power98fm.com to get more details. The man involved in alleged fight against ASAP Rocky has been cleared. Swedish officials have ended their investigation into his involvement. A lawyer for ASAP Rocky says that the rapper was acting in self-defense. Prosecutors have until Thursday to make a final decision in the investigation as ASAP Rocky remains behind bars. Future's bodyguard was attacked and it was all caught on video. Future says that he told a large number, about 10 men, that he was too tired for pictures. They hurled some racial slurs at him. And then Future's bodyguard stepped in. Word is the bodyguard beat up several of the men. However, one of them hit the bodyguard from behind with a rock. Like I said, everything was caught on video. You want to see it? It's on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. It's been a while since we've heard from Designer, but he has resurfaced, but not for his music. It's for his Uber rides. The rapper took to Instagram to explain that his manager asked him to cut back on the Uber rides because he is spending $20,000 a month on Uber rides. I mean, just hire a driver or learn how to drive. Get a scooty bike, something. $20,000 a month in Uber rides. R. Kelly still wants to make music, even though he's in jail. The singer would like a computer to finish his album as he awaits the rest on the results of his sex abuse and pornography charges, according to his lawyer. R. Kelly is currently in solitary confinement. So, no, Larry, you weren't right about the food. He wants to finish his album.
Oh, okay.
Lil Nas X is still dominating the music charts. The rapper has tied for the most weeks at number one on
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Billboard Hot 100, his song Old Town Road has spent 16 weeks at number one. Lil Nas X joins an elite list that includes Mariah Carey's One Sweet Day featuring Boyz II Men. Happy birthday to Michelle Williams and Marlon Wayans. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. Power 98. Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Future. Why did she say Future's bodyguard got knocked out? Why did she say Future's bodyguard got knocked out? 570 WPET. First call through, correct answer. We got something for you. It's Power 98.
Take Power 98.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Mad time for you. 7:40 question of the morning being brought to you by U.S. Auto Sales. Better vehicles, simple finance at all credit levels. You can ride today at U.S. Auto Sales and make sure you join me there this Saturday from noon until 2. It's time for your 7:40 question of the morning. What are we talking about, Ms. Jess?
We're talking about your childhood and your transition into adulthood.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about who?
I actually saw this one pop up over social media and thought it was a great question. It is simply, name some of the things that you hated as a child, but you love now as an adult.
Oh, easy. Taking a nap. Listen, but I remember as a kid, they'd be like, boy, go in there, take a nap. I don't want to take no nap. Now, you ain't got to tell me to take a nap. Every Friday in the barbershop, when Darius the barber is cutting my hair, I'm out. That's my whole
you
hour.
You fall asleep while getting a haircut?
What? I'm in there knocked out. The whole barbershop.
Darius FaceTiming one time. I'd be
knocked out. I can't even help it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. But taking a nap is definitely one that I hated as a child, but I love as an adult.
Well, I have always had a great appreciation for a nap. As a child, as an adult, teenager,
that.
I'm going to get my nap in. So I'm going to say food at home.
What you mean?
You know how your parents eating food at home? You got food at home. No, I want to eat out. I want to go get the fast food.
I can agree with that.
No, I have a huge appreciation and love the food that I have at home now as an adult.
Mm.
I appreciate eating in my room. Because you had always, when I was little, it was you eat at the table.
Eat at the table, yep.
Eat at the table. Don't get up until you're done. Now that I'm grown, I do it. And I literally catch myself smiling like, aha, I'm eating in my room.
In your bedroom?
Yeah.
I got a little man cave, so I eat my man cave. But I feel what you said.
Don't nobody care. Ain't nobody asking about your damn man cave.
I'm just telling you. I'm eating man cave. I'm care nothing about your little
funky. I'm downplay what somebody's doing. Damn, can I eat my room?
Care nothing about your little funky little room with roaches and rats in it because you eating in the room. That's why you got ants in your bed.
I ain't got ants in my bed. You little funk-ass man cave. Nobody care.
All right, Madhouse Nation.
Get you one then.
We want to hear from you.
I do have a man cave. It's under the house.
Hey, calm down. The question is, tell us some of the things that you hated as a child, but now you love as an adult. 570-WPEG.
Shark, what you got for us? You got something for us?
Nah, bro.
Shark came out the womb an adult.
I was gonna say Shark probably taking his shoes off and twiddling them toes on the carpet.
Listen.
I know he didn't do that as a
child. That's why I ain't doing that, because he couldn't do it when he was little. That's why.
Shark been a grown ass man his whole life. This question does not apply to him.
Hit us up, man. 704-227-8780. Leave it on our voicemail. Things you hated as a kid, but you love as an adult.
No childhood happened. That's why he's so angry.
I appreciate family.
We were talking about childhood games yesterday. Here we go talk about childhood memories. He is mad.
Unlimited memories.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.